Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and ADX Digital in the house with Tasca King, a marketing consultant here at the station.
Good morning. How are you?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's our theme song right there, little Brad Paisley.
That is. There's everything's cooler online.
That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, so, speaking of online, you know, we were just talking about the fireworks.
I know.
For 4th of July.
I know. I'm so excited.
I can't believe we're, a week and a half away from that?
I know. Next week. Unbelievable.
Hey, keep your eyes, though, peeled, because you might see a video ad about that.
Oh, do tell.
That might make you more interested in showing up for the fun and the festivities downtown next week.
Okay, so I need to ask the question, how does that work?
How does that work?
Yes.
That's what I wanted to talk about today. Ironically,
awesome.
We were just going to talk about video and how you can use video within your digital advertising.
Especially with something like the fireworks.
Exactly. So the firework campaign that you're probably going to be, if you're watching anything online or if you're watching something streaming on some of your streaming platforms, if it's ad supported, there's a very good chance you'll see an ad for the Pensacola fireworks.
Nice. Okay.
To generate that excitement. I mean, like I said, we're just a week and a half away from 4th of July and all that fun stuff. So
how does that work? If someone had wanted to do something like a fireworks campaign, tell us how it works.
So if you got some video or if you got access to get some video made, let's talk about the different ways that you can utilize your video in your digital ads. Well, first of all, let's talk about connected TV. You've heard me in the past talk about OTT, over the top. It's now connected TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we changed the name is because 100% of our ads run on connected TVs that are internet supported.
Oh, okay. That's what that makes. Okay, that makes sense.
That's what connected TV is. So all of your streaming platforms that have an ad supported option, that's where those ads are going to run.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, I thought this number was high, but I'm glad to see it. 82% of people that subscribe to streaming platforms utilize the ad-supported option.
Really?
Because obviously it's cheaper.
Right.
I mean, you're paying a lot more every month to get the option where there are no ads.
Right.
So you're going to save some money because mm-hmm. we're all trying to save money right now.
Yes. Yeah.
We were just talking about grocery prices.
Grocery prices, yes.
so anyway, it's good to know that 82% of the people that subscribe to ads to any of the streaming or choose the ad-supported options. Okay. So with CTV, 72% of viewers will remember a specific ad that they saw while they were streaming. Again, 100% of the ads are going to run on connected TVs.
72% remember the ad? That seems very high.
That does.
I mean, really.
But think about it this way.
Mm-hmm.
They're already being targeted. Now, we've talked about this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing we're going to do for you as the business that is running these ads.
Right.
We're going to see which geographic area you want to target to. And then we're going to layer in those behaviors. We're going to layer in AI, retargeting. So we have reason to believe that they're already a prospect for you before we even show them the ad.
Right. So they're interested already.
Right. 75% of consumers, they want to see video content from brands or businesses that they support, or if it's something that's relative to their interest.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time the ad is shown to someone, we always already have lots of reason to believe they are a prospect. And we want them to move on it. Now, with connected TVs, it's very rare. There are a few brands out there that have remotes that can cause your programming to pause and go straight to a website to learn more about what that ad is advertising.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much of that. But I expect that to grow as technology continues to move forward.
Well, sure, yeah.
But for the time being, most of our activity is within view-throughs. Now, what's a view-through? View-through is when someone sees an ad
mm-hmm.
and they don't click on it because they're on looking at a TV set
mm-hmm.
Or a TV monitor. It's not a TV set anymore, is it? Ooh, I just jumped back about 30 years.
That's okay. I was right there with you.
Anyway.
We knew what you meant.
They see that ad. Mm-hmm. There's already a reason for us to show them that ad because we have reason to believe that they are going to be interested in what you're selling. And they can't click on the ad in most cases. But what do they do? They grab their phone or they grab their laptop and they go to that website to learn more because that ad was interesting to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the view-throughs on a video or connected TV video campaign are usually huge compared to other campaigns because that's the main way people can get to the ad and react to the ad.
That makes sense.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry. Not
so we've got the video
here. So we've got connected TV, and we've got a couple of different other places that we have connected TV, a couple of different places that we can place it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just do a connected TV campaign. You can do an Amazon Prime Video campaign.
Oh, there you go.
So that uses the Amazon data to start out with the targeting and with the behaviors and stuff. But it also shows the ads on Prime, anything to do with Fire TV, any of those streamers there. Those are almost all ad supported. Another great thing about Prime is with Prime, you can target genres in addition to or instead of behaviors.
Hmm.
Now, that's different from any other of the connected TVs that we do. You know, so you could say if you're just running on a regular connected TV campaign, you could say, I'm interested in anything to do with medical. Well, that might place your ad inside a medical show.
Mm-hmm.
But with Prime, you can say, I'm interested to watch shows that are about the medical industry. So there's where your genre comes in.
Right. Okay.
Versus just what your interest is.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So if you want to watch all crime shows, you know, like CSIs and that kind of stuff,
uh-huh.
you can do that.
Right.
Or you can put your ads all in those kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your ads all in medical shows. You can put ads all in Law and Order type shows.
Interesting. Okay, so that's an amazing
option.
You can
only do that with Prime.
Okay.
So, but there's a lot of really cool things with that Prime option that we can talk about when we have a meeting.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and talk more about the video applications for ADX Digital. Our number here, 850-437-1620. If you have a question you'd like to ask Tasca about the process. In the meantime, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Tasca King about how we can use video to promote our businesses and the interesting ways that you can do that with ADX Digital.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about some of the other options that you can utilize video with. YouTube. We got YouTube video ads, and there's several different ways.
Wow.
Advertisers use online video. They grow their revenue by 49% faster.
Wow.
Than non-video advertisers.
Do you get when you do YouTube, how does that work? Do you select like topics in the same way as you were talking about with Amazon?
No, or no, just totally only
different?
Amazon can do that.
Gotcha. Okay,
that's
what I'm
asking. It's just strictly through the behaviors and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And those ads and most
I'm
of
glad
your
I
online
okay.
most of your online video ads will run prior to video content.
Uh-huh. I've seen
or
that.
It will be a video within an article that you might be reading.
Okay.
And then you'd have that little arrow thing where mm-hmm. you click on the arrow to view the ad.
Okay, that makes
sense.
So
you've got YouTube. You've got online video. That would include any ads that would be run through the native product,
mm-hmm.
through mobile conquesting. Then we also can do video within Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. Social mirroring. So this one's interesting. And the social mirror ads, they can either be carousel video, single video, or we can actually do social mirror with the CTV to put them up on the monitors. Interesting thing about social mirror is that you can also do click to call.
Oh.
So you've got a social... Now, granted, most of the social mirror ads, they're going to be seen on a phone or on a laptop,
mm-hmm.
and you can click and make a call straight from that ad.
Right.
And you do have click-throughs with any of your online video that which would be shown on laptops, phones, and tablets.
Mm-hmm.
The only time you're not going to get a lot of clicks is when you're on the CTV, when it's on a television monitor.
That makes sense.
Okay, then we also have the opportunity to do LinkedIn and TikTok video on those products as well as digital out of home. Now, another thing I want to mention is that again, all of our campaigns start with you layering in the geography. That's called geo-targeting.
Mm-hmm.
That does not cost extra. With a lot of other vendors out there, we are learning that they are charging extra to do video. I mean, to do geo-targeting, which doesn't make sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
Why they would do that, because they don't have to pay extra for it. We don't have to pay extra for it. It's
okay.
Part of the program. That's the whole reason digital is such a great thing, is that you can choose the area, and then you can choose the behaviors and all of your targeting strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, especially make sure you're comparing apples to apples if you're looking at other companies for your digital. Make sure you're comparing apples to apples.
Yeah,
nobody should ever be charging you for geo-targeting.
I think they call those the hidden fees.
Yeah,
the little
exactly.
Extra fees. So you definitely check into that.
Exactly. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the other product. Okay, our products that offer on-site visit tracking. I'm sorry. So connected TV, online video, native video, mobile conquesting, social mirror, all of those we can offer on-site visit tracking. Now, what is that? That is when we know we have shown someone your ad, and then we know they went into your store.
So they follow through on the ad.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you are a retail location, if you are the type of business that someone comes to you on a consistent basis, and you want to know, mm-hmm. did that person come in my door because we showed them an ad? We can tell you that. So that is an add-on. It's not too much, but it is an extra extra process that is available.
Mm-hmm.
Most commercials are recorded vertically.
Oh, now what does that mean?
Horizontally.
Horizontally. Okay.
So, I mean, if you're looking at a TV screen, you know, for the most part, it's going to be at a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
Horizontally means it's the longer,
right.
Is what you're seeing versus
right.
The up and down.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you want to, we have the option to do horizontal or vertical ads.
Oh.
So if you record something on your phone, most of the time you're recording that vertically.
Mm-hmm.
And we can utilize either one of those. And a lot, more and more people are doing their own commercial video production on a cell phone versus paying a big company to come out.
A video production company.
And produce a commercial for you.
Right.
So, and especially, you know, if you're a small business, you can get your message out in 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be a really good option to try a cell phone type video. And if it's good enough quality, hey, let's run with it.
Yeah, for sure. And I see a lot of realtors are doing that now, a lot of different small businesses where the owner actually is on the video itself,
mm-hmm.
talking about their business. It's a very personal kind of right to you feeling, so you know who you're dealing with. I love those.
Right. So remember, with a video ad, in most cases, we're talking about the targeting strategies of behaviors. We're talking about artificial intelligence and retargeting. Not a lot of keywords.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can utilize keywords depending on where they are viewing the ad. But especially if they're viewing it on a TV monitor, keywords is not a targeting strategy for the most part, at least with connected TV,
mm-hmm.
and with Amazon Video. But with if we're using the online videos, the social mirror videos, the Facebook videos, you can on those.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, we're on listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we have Tasca King, who is our marketing consultant, telling us all about ADX Digital. So if you have a question, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Tasca King is here telling us all about how we can use video in our digital advertising, which I find absolutely fascinating.
Right.
And I see them all the time. I see the video ads all the time.
Sure, we all do.
So tell us more. Got a few minutes left.
Well, we'd really love to tell you more and do a deep dive and really go into all this information with you. And the best way to do that is to give us a call and schedule a meeting. Again, that initial meeting is not a sales pitch. It is strictly an educational meeting so that you can learn about all the products, all the video products, or any of the products that we have to help your business grow through the digital space. And the best way to schedule that meeting is to give us a call here, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts to come out and go over all the details, hopefully about your video.
Well, there's so many. Every week we go through all the different strategies and products, and especially video, I think, is very impactful just mm-hmm. from my own personal experience. I see them everywhere now. I can't click on anything that I'm not seeing a video, pretty much.
It is interesting to me as we watch streaming, and we watch streaming shows regularly.
Right, me too.
How more and more these ads are being targeted to us. And when I say ads, I'm talking local.
Local ads,
the
yeah.
national stuff has been targeted to us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, when I bought my car last year, I can't tell you how many car dealer ads I saw for at least 3 months after I even bought my car.
Right.
I guess they finally figured out that I bought a car. I don't still need to see those
right.
ads.
Hello.
So, as we watch streaming programming, which is about all that we watch, I'm seeing more and more local businesses
Me too.
That are selling something that I have an interest in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the AI has gotten better and better at targeting people based on their behaviors, their searches,
mm-hmm.
You know, what they're looking at buying, what they're, I hate to say this, what they're talking about.
Well, yesterday I had a conversation with somebody about wanting to have ice cream. I said, you know, I haven't stopped. It used to be you'd stop and get ice cream cones.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't stopped and got an ice cream cone in a long time. Guess what?
Oh, yeah.
I had every ice cream ad in the world coming up on my phone.
So
I said, oh,
my husband
goodness.
And I are thinking about, we live, we're in a golf cart friendly community.
Uh-huh. I thought you said you live in a golf cart.
No, but I would like to get one.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we were driving around and he said this, you know, I saw this golf cart for sale. Let's stop and look at it. So we stopped and looked at it. And later that day, I start seeing all these golf cart ads. And I'm like, I didn't even search anything.
I know, right?
And these ads are popping up on
my
phone.
Oh, funny. Well, we got just a few minutes, seconds left, really. So go ahead one more time. How can people get in touch with you?
Okay, yes. Let's call us. Let's set up that meeting and please remember, it's not a sales pitch. It is strictly for you to learn about all the products that are out there that could help your business grow.
Absolutely.
And you can call us 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of our marketing experts. They'll come out and give you that educational visit.
Excellent. All right. Tasca King, thank you so much. She always makes my Mondays fun. We're happy to have you on Pep Talk. And Pep Talk will be back again tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9:00.